You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 3, verse 5 to 8. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance." This was John the Baptist baptizing in Jordan and people coming to him to repent of their sins. He wasn't performing any miracle, yet the people came to him, and the Bible said, confessing their sins. Because what he preached was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That was the same message that Jesus Christ also came to preach. But if you look at verse 7, the Bible says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to the baptism, the message of John so resonated with the Pharisees and Sadducees that they also came to be baptized. But you will think that, you know, when that class of people are coming to you, you know what that means? These were the people who were the preachers of their own time. These were the people who handled the word of God. And when he saw them coming, you will think he was going to celebrate and say, wow, this ministry is going somewhere. Even these ministers of God are now attending my meetings. That was not John. Look at what he said when he saw them. He said, brood of vipers. He didn't mince words. He called them exactly who they were. They were brood of vipers. That's a true servant of God, who is not afraid of man, who is not speaking to be politically correct, who will say things exactly as it is, and is not even afraid of the hierarchy, the men at the top handling the word of God. He was not afraid of them. He spoke very boldly. Like I said recently in a meeting, I said, if it was today, people will accuse John the Baptist of attacking ministers of God, of speaking against the fathers. Please recognize the age of John the Baptist here. John the Baptist at this point was probably 33 years old. Probably 33 years old. Or maybe he was a few months older than Jesus. So he was in his early 30s. John the Baptist was in his early 30s. Now, somebody in his early 30s is speaking to men who were 60, who were 70, who were 80. He's saying, brood of vipers. Brood of vipers. And that was not being disrespectful. That was being honest. Did you know also that physically speaking, Jesus was in his 30s when he said, woe to you, Pharisees and Sadducees and scribes, when he spoke the truth to their face. But this generation that do not know the mind of Christ will say, oh, who are you to attack the fathers? You've exalted men above the word of God. You've made men to look as if they are your God, as if they were the one that died for you on the cross, as if age in itself is what just matters, as if once you are 80 years old, you are licensed to preach error. You are licensed to preach heresy. You are above correction. He said to them, he said, who warned you to flee the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance. If you are truly sincere, if you are truly sincere, let us see the fruit of repentance. Let us see that you have repented, that you no longer go to deceive people. You no longer go to take all those offerings that God has not commanded that you are taking from people. Let's see that repentance. That's a true servant of God. And brethren, we also must show fruit of repentance. If truly you have come to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, there must be fruit of repentance. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.